Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope that you're having a great week. This past Sunday, we continued our series where we're studying through the book of Ephesians. And one of the things that I couldn't help but notice as I studied Paul's prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 is that prayer is the appropriate response. Prayer is always the appropriate response. And that statement raises an obvious question. Well, the appropriate response to what? And the answer is everything. Prayer is always the appropriate response. If things are going really well, prayer is the appropriate response. If things are really difficult for you right now, prayer is the appropriate response. We see in the passage we studied that Paul is saying, hey, I have heard of your faith, talking to the church in Ephesus. I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. I have heard of your love toward all the saints. And because I've heard of those things, their faith in Jesus and their love for all the believers in Jesus, he says, man, I'm going to pray for you. And he begins to pray that God would give them, you know, eyes of their hearts opened and knowledge. But I just want to point out that Paul is basically saying, hey, I heard about how you love Jesus, and now I'm going to respond by praying to this great God who hears our prayer. Paul actually says that he doesn't cease giving thanks for them. And so Paul gives thanks for them, and Paul asks that God, our Heavenly Father, who loves us, he asks God to essentially bless them. And so I want to challenge you today to examine how you're doing with your own prayer life. And one of the questions that we talked about at Mount Vernon this past Sunday was, do you want to experience more of the power and presence of God? If you and I could sit down and I were to ask you the question, do you want to experience more of the power and presence of God? What would you say? And I think most of us would say, yes, that sounds awesome. I would love to experience more of the power and presence of God. And so that raises a kind of an obvious second question. And the second question is, well, what changes would you need to make in your life to experience more of the presence and power of God? And there are a lot of answers there, but one of them, clearly from God's word, is prayer. Is that we have a daily habit of getting on our knees, sometimes literally, sometimes just metaphorically, but we get on our knees and we talk to our gracious, loving, holy, righteous, heavenly Father who loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die in our place, to live eternally and invite us to repent of sin and to trust him. And so how has your prayer habit been lately? Because I think the truth is we're all going to say, yes, I absolutely want to experience more of the presence and power of God. And then we say, well, how's your prayer life? And we say, well, man, it's, you know, maybe, and we're, you know, we forget. We live in this wonderful culture of distraction. And we have Netflix and Prime and Disney and sports. Well, actually not sports right now, but we have all these great things. And I'm not saying those things are bad things. I am saying that we sometimes get distracted from the best things. And so I want to challenge you today. Maybe today is a day where you don't get on social media. Maybe today is a day where you don't binge a show on Netflix. Maybe today could be a day where you spend more time in prayer than you've been doing recently. If you're not sure how to go about praying, certainly starting with the Lord's Prayer is a great place to start. This past Sunday, multiple of our campuses talked about this great book by Donald Whitney called Praying the Bible. We give it away at our locations, and so certainly would encourage you to seek that out. But I want to challenge you to reflect on the question, do you want to experience more of the presence and power of God? And if the answer is yes, what do you need to change so that you can truly begin to experience more of the presence and power of God? Let's take a minute and pray and thank the Lord for how gracious he is to us and ask him to help us increase in our devotion to him through prayer. Father in heaven, we love you, and we're so thankful that you hear us now, even as we pray together. God, I do ask that you would help each of us who are hearing this. God, that you would help us to experience more and more of your presence and your power in our lives. God, I specifically ask that you would help us to increase our commitment to prayer so that we might be more fully able to know you, to love you, to obey you as you've commanded us in your word. God, we love you. We pray all these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless.